أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كما أنزلنا على المقتسمين الذين جعلوا القرآن عضين فوربك لنسألنهم أجمعين عما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 90, 91, 92 and 93 of Surah Al-Hijr. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Allah's great ni'mat that Allah revealed upon our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Al-Fatiha and the whole Qur'an, a great ni'mat of Allah upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obviously upon the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says, كَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الْمُقْتَسِمِينَ. In a similar manner, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had also revealed عَلَى الْمُقْتَسِمِينَ, upon those who divide. Who were those people who divided? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِضِينَ. Those who made the Qur'an or cut the Qur'an into pieces. In other words, they divided the Qur'an. Now, the commentators have looked at this ayah from different perspectives. And one perspective that they have spoken about, the dividers are those to whom Allah Ta'ala revealed the previous scriptures, like the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, and the other scriptures that Allah Ta'ala had revealed to the other Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. And what did they divide? They divided those parts that suited them, they accepted it, they brought iman in it, and they practiced in it, on it. And those parts that did not appeal to their fancy, they left out, they disbelieved, they didn't bring iman in it, and of course they didn't practice in it. So here then, الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِضِينَ, the word Al-Qur'an will be taken in its quite literal sense. Qur'an means something that is recited. So what they recited, they had made into pieces, and they divided, believed in some and didn't believe in some. On the other hand, we find there are certain narrations that at the time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had begun this da'wat and he invited people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, one aspect of the division of the Quraysh of Makkah was this, that they divided 16 individuals, divided the 16 roads that led into Makkah Mukarramah, and they took an oath to each other that they will sit on these roads and they will stop people from bringing iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was another division. Then how they divided this Quran, that some of them began to say that wa na'udhu billah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is insane. So you're coming to Makkah Mukarramah, especially at the time of Hajj, and this man is going to invite you, but listen, he is an insane person, wa na'udhu billah, don't listen. Others then began to speak about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam being a magician, a sorcerer. Others began to speak about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam being a poet. And whatever he speaks and whatever he says comes from Allah, that is all poetry. And in this way, they made this division on the Quran Kareem, and in this way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about them also. So there were various different aspects that people had divided the wahi of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and perhaps the most important thing about it is that you and I, we have this entire Quran, the Quran in its entirety, and Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we bring iman in the entire Quran, and we make amal and we practice on the entire Quran. Allah Ta'ala grant us the love of the Quran Sharif, that it should never be in the life of a believer that there are certain parts of deen that we like, so we take. There are certain parts of deen that we dislike, so we don't take. And it should never be that if we cannot practice upon some aspect of deen, others are practicing upon it, that we look at them with that eye of desire that we also practice on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.